and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight we got Jack Grisham and Mike Roach, both from TSOL, the legendary punk band. And Drew, I'm sure growing up in Pasadena.
Big deal.
You hung out at Perkins Palace a time or two?
Once or twice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You did not. You
up
guys
there on
are
Raymond
playing?
above Holly Street? Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a damn line, yeah. You know it.
I saw the Plasmatics there in 1981. Yeah, that's hardcore right there. You guys ever play Perkins Palace?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, where's that?
No, I'm familiar with it, but
Pasadena. It's all the old punk acts used to play there in the late 80s. Oh, I should say late 70s, early 80s.
I saw the guy in the Plasmatics riding his bike one
Oh,
day.
lean up on your mic there,
Sorry
Jack.
About that.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, whatever. That's as close as I ever got to them.
TSOL's got a new CD out, which is just came out Tuesday. That was, 2 days ago? I don't even know what day it is. I got up at 4:15 this morning to do one of those radio junket things, and then I did Politically Incorrect tonight, and I'm completely spinning around.
Who's
I have no
you?
Idea what day it is. Suzanne Summers and a bunch of nut jobs. We will hear something off of TSOL's first CD since 1983.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, first originals, there was a
right.
Yeah,
it's a different
mess,
band.
But whatever, yeah. With us guys, yeah.
Well, what got you guys back together?
It was kind of a joke. Who knows?
What have you been doing all that time?
Yeah, Roach got out of prison.
Got out of prison and got clean.
Oh, got out of a couple mental hospitals, and that was, yeah. We all got clean.
How long have you been sober?
3.5 years.
Oh, huge. It's great.
He's got 12 years, 6
wow,
months.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But it's a case in point. Wait, it's a case in point. Hang on. It's a
Adam's
case,
looking at
a
it.
Case
like,
in point
yeah.
for what you can do versus what you can't do when you're using, right?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
get playing, they can get their ass
well,
together again.
Well, but and what about that? I mean, you know, all that artistic stuff about
that's BS.
Losing your artistic edge when you're not high and all that.
No, about losing your guitar.
And your van keys.
Your house.
I had to get hypnotized.
Really?
It did screw me up at first because I realized what a geek I was when I stopped drinking. Because what am I going to do with my hands? You know what I'm saying? I used to point at people with my cocktail and stuff. You
right.
know, I'm talking to them. And when I stopped, I said, I don't see how I can play a show without being high. So I had to go to a hypnotist. And I actually went and got hypnotized, and he took me back to a show. Like, he told me to pick a show, pick your favorite
right.
show. So I picked, like, this show. There was a big riot and everything. And he made me play that tape. So the when I got on stage, that thought would be going through my head when I got up there. But now I'm totally used to playing clean, so it's no big deal.
And I had to ask him, like, when I first got clean, like, you know what? The stage is really big. There's a lot of people. And I've never actually picked up a guitar not on something.
Really?
And he just said, like, well, you know, and told me what to do, kind of. And,
oh.
And now, you know, we have a blast.
Do you think, I always marvel at guys who, like, the guys who do stand-up drunk or stoned, you know, the guys who play stadiums out of their mind
yeah.
on LSD. I mean, is music the easiest thing to do when you're effed up? I mean, you couldn't, like, do, like, a livestock auction or something if you're really effed up, could you? Did you just freak out?
I've came to in some bad places.
Now, three, getting me through.
If you're really high?
I've come out of blackouts in some really bad situations.
Oh,
doing stuff that I had no idea how I even got there. Yeah. Lidoline, Loof's Lidoline, have you ever been down there in Long Beach?
No.
It's not even like America. I came to in this place and I was dripping wet. It's a gambling place. It's the only thing left of the Pike in Long Beach.
Wow.
And I came to and all of a sudden I heard this girl go, honey, you're cute. How'd you get so wet? I'm going, what? And I'm like looking around. I had no idea what the hell was. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know how I got there. And they were playing pachinko. I thought I was in Asia. I was lost.
Did you figure out how you got so wet?
I jumped off a bridge in some water.
All right, but look at you. You're in one piece.
I was not, and the cops know me by the neighborhood, so it was nice. They had pulled me over. I'd ended up in my little Speedo. I was just wearing a Speedo, and I had a knife on the dash, a big machete. And this cop pulled me over that I knew. He goes, hey, Jack, where are you going? I go, I'm going home or a couple other places. And he goes, no, you're not. You're going straight home. And they just followed me home, luckily.
Wow.
Because they like me. But, you know.
Yeah, and also, that was 1980 what?
Right.
Right? I mean, I don't think, I mean, you know, this whole drunk driving thing and all that intoxication on the road, it's a relatively new thing in the sense that Back even just in the early 80s, you could get pulled over and the guy would probably tell you just to take it on home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I miss
might
those
follow
days.
You.
Yeah,
yeah,
but follow you home. Make sure you got home, okay?
Not anymore. All
right.
Done. Yeah.
TSOL is going to be playing out with the Offspring, right?
Right.
Coming up real soon. I'm going to give you those dates, and we like the Offspring. So you guys know those guys?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
They've stolen from us for years.
I'm sure they have.
I'm joking.
Hey, I have two things. I'm here with a crew from the Discovery Channel, and they're doing a thing on Viagra. And they're interested, in interviewing a couple who's had beneficial effect from Viagra prescribed. And they're also interested in, if you guys are abusing Viagra, where the hell you get it?
All right.
Where do you get Viagra? So if you want to call in, if you want to be the couple that's interviewed on camera about Viagra and its beneficial effect, or if you want to just tell us if you've gotten your hands on Viagra, where do you get it? Do you send away for it to one of these Philippines, these Bahama things, or what the hell, where do you get it?
All right. Is that it? Is that the only news crew we have tonight?
No, these guys have one, too.
No, the guys from Blue Torch are here.
Oh, you mean Blue Torch, like the surf,
right.
Skate,
yeah.
Late night?
Yeah.
I watch it when I go home.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great, yeah. It's like I pack my nuts in ice and watch 15-year-olds drag their sacks along hand railings in front of the public libraries. It's great. Guys just eating crap all. And I as I watched him, I think, really, you really couldn't put some elbow pads on. But that makes for better
footage without the pads.
You couldn't put a cup and some elbow pads on before you tried to make that railing?
Wouldn't be the same. It's
a great show. Guys guys in half pipes on BMX bikes, guys shooting the curl at Waimea, the whole thing, right? It's all over.
Everything,
skateboards,
yeah.
Everything.
Everything extreme.
And they have rock tracks underneath or punk tracks underneath. A lot of the time,
yeah,
right?
A lot of
right?
cool music,
and,
yeah.
And that's what obviously they're doing with you guys.
I think right. so.
Hey, does my mic sound weird?
No.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk to Jason, who's 19.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
I love your show.
Great.
Okay, my question is I'm 19 years old, and me and my wife just got married about a year ago, and we used to have anal sex a lot, and when she had our baby, she got a hemorrhoid, and she says it's gone down and it doesn't hurt as much, but I want to know if it's okay to start doing that again.
Is that what she wants to do?
Yeah, well, she wants to try it, but she's afraid that it'll either bring it back really bad or...
It can bring it back. Not as readily as pregnancy, but it can bring it back. That's one of the complications of doing that, but it's not necessarily going to bring it back, okay?
How's the hemorrhoid? What is it? Pushing that gets the hemorrhoid going with the pregnancy?
Well, the pressure, yeah, all that. Pressure,
yeah, it looks pretty nasty.
Yeah,
I was there when she had the baby.
Oh, with the hemorrhoid staring at you?
Yeah, it looked like a damn eyeball.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Jason, I'm sure you're making a wonderful father, by the way.
That's a nice first call, man.
19. Yeah, old lady's anus winked at me when my kid was crowning. It was Harry. I was going to name him Hammy. All right, hey, Jason.
I love your show.
Yeah, love you, buddy. All right, no more kids for a little while, right?
Oh, no. We're doing fine. We're set off. We're well off right now.
At 19?
Yeah, I'm saying I got a good job. I am a manager at this place called Feed Commodities. I make a good $20 an hour.
All right. You know what's funny is when you hear these calls from around the country and you hear what their version of set up and doing well is. Hey, $9.95 plus full dental. I'm over at Circle K. I'm working my way up to junior assistant management. And it's like, wow, I never want to break, you know, I don't want to break their heart, but it's like, that ain't what you call set up. You're wearing a, you know, you got a gi with a name tag on it. That ain't set for life. But he's doing pretty good for 19.
Yep.
Hey, what do you guys think about this? We're living in this day and age where guys are supposed to be right in the delivery room, actually helping out, holding hands, you know, with the Lamaze.
At the working end, too.
And at the business end of the vagina, helping out with the, as if you're going to do something. And for me, I think that freaks guys out a little bit.
He's got two, so ask him.
Yeah, I was in for both.
And were you all right with it?
Yeah, but no, it's funny. On the last one, I was fighting with my mother-in-law.
Right.
So I had to call security to get her thrown out of the room.
Man, she was in the room, too?
Yeah, she was in there. Everybody was in there. And I was fighting with her, and so security comes and throws my mother-in-law out. And when the baby came out, it had my mother-in-law's face on it. You know, like you see those pictures?
Really?
Oh, it was exact. I couldn't believe it.
Well, now, you had her thrown out because you trumped her because you were the dad?
Right.
Or was she just out of line and they threw her out?
Think about how dignified your wife must have felt. Adam wants to restore time to the days of like Fred McMurray pacing in the waiting room with his male friends, or Fred Flintstone pacing around.
Yeah, with
handing
the cigars.
Yeah. Well, right. I had my 13-year-old with me, too. And wow. When the security was coming to get the mother-in-law, my mother-in-law was telling my 13-year-old, she's going, "I'm going to fix his wagon," to me. Like,
wow.
Talking me up. It was hot. The baby looked good, though, and it wasn't so bad. A little blood.
And it didn't freak you out.
The hemorrhoid problem was pretty
hard. Was there a hemorrhoid problem?
Yeah. But we got over that. I was going to tell last call, you just got to wait a little bit.
I'm just saying, though, it didn't knock you off your game a little bit after that sexually.
Yeah, it's kind of the Elvis Priscilla thing.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to sleep with the mother of your baby.
Right, it's just... I don't know. Isn't it okay for us just to hang out at the hospital? No, I mean, do we have to be in there with scrubs on, helping out?
There's a biological need to be away from the scene.
There is, isn't there?
I do.
Mm. All right.
I think it's fine to be in there, but I think there's sort of
I'm going to cite this as proof.
Yeah. True,
later on.
I'm not being in there, but I think maintaining women's dignity, the men have a thing about their sexual partners becoming moms.
Sometimes wife, spread the video cameras out. Let's get busy.
That's right.
What the hell?
We had a little dice game while we were waiting.
Wow. And how long was she in labor?
It wasn't long.
Oh, that's good. Because you hear about those 20-hour, 23-hour stories. It just sounds like a nightmare. Dave?
Hello?
You're 25?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Great.
Adam loved The Man Show. Best show on television.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Big premiere this Sunday, 10 o'clock, Comedy
Best
Central.
Show on television.
Hey, speaking of that, I got
Jesse Ventura.
I'm actually going to be in the audience tomorrow when you're filming it. At the 6 o'clock, recently pushed back to 7 o'clock time.
Oh, really?
Any chance I can get my moment of television fame?
What do you think you're going to do?
I don't
know. Co-host or something?
Throw me up. Yeah, that'd be great. Throw me up on stage.
Have him, you pee on his wallet.
I'll tell you what, when the camera pans the audience to get a look at the Juggy Dance Squad, that'll be your moment in the sun, all right?
All right. Hey, you guys ever going to have Counting Crows on as a guest?
On this show?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know.
All right, well,
you're asking the wrong guys.
The guy calls, he wants to be on The Man Show, he wants Counting Crows in here, we have TSOL. What else do you want, Dave?
Actually, I need an answer to my question.
Yeah.
A friend of mine recently introduced me to these swingers clubs. You guys familiar with those?
Yes.
So basically, you know, I'm sort of hooking up with a lot of girls at these things, and I'm wondering, are there any diseases that can pass through a condom? Like, if I have a condom and it's put on properly and, you know, all that.
Yeah, condom is not going to be particularly effective in high risk behavior like that.
Okay.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because there's lots of opportunity. First of all, you're really increasing your risks. Okay.
Right.
And so first of all, you should be, you know, sort of familiar with what the risk is with a given individual. Condom reduces that risk further. Now you're putting yourself at risk. Multiple partners have no idea what the potential risks are. So not only can theoretically, the viral STDs like HIV, like hepatitis C, get through, though probably not hepatitis C, but things like herpes can be contacted other than on the penis, and you can contract that way.
What goes on at these swingers clubs?
Basically, there's some that allow singles, which is the ones that I go to, because that way you don't need to really date anyone. And
isn't that just a big dude fest?
No, not always, because I usually charge the guys a lot more to get in. Like, the couples are like, you know, $20-$30. But the single guy, they charge you like $50.
Right.
It kind of sucks.
And women get in free?
Single women get in free. Couples usually got to pay like $20 or $30, and the single guys get in free.
How many people are in a single room?
It depends where you go. I'd say anywhere from 50 to 100.
And is that legal?
Yeah, it's completely legal.
I mean, Nevada.
Isn't it? Yeah, I mean, I guess people aren't paying for sex.
No, they're just paying to get in is the technicality.
That's right, so they can bone somebody, which is sort of paying for sex. I mean, you wouldn't pay to get in if you couldn't get laid, right?
Right. One of the girls was a cop, so I'm like, hey, is this legal? And she's like, yeah, it's completely legal. So.
And so everybody, I just want to get, the lay of the land here, pardon the pun. You walk in, you're clothed, you walk into, it's like a club?
It depends. Some are clubs, some are people's houses.
Okay, and you go in, you pay, you walk in, you go to some room and undress?
No, there's usually like a buffet, and it's a bunch of people that just kind of socialize, and you just start talking to people. And
it's a television set.
And you break off with certain individuals?
Think of it like a cocktail party where you just kind of walk up to someone and you just say, how's it going?
Right.
And you talk for like 15, 20 minutes, and you say, hey, you're interested in hooking up, you're interested in getting a room. And they'll be like, sure. And usually either the club or the house will have a bunch of different rooms that you can go to. Mm-hmm. You can just go in any room. And then it's usually like a pretty sterile environment.
Right.
When you're done, they'll come in and they'll like
mop up
the sheets, change everything, and totally like clean up the room. Wow. I guess that's part of your, you know, cost to get in.
And the guys who go there with the women, are they getting in threesomes, or are there women going into one room and they're going into the other room?
It's everything. They have what's called gangbang alleys at some of them, where there's just a girl there and there's like a line of guys. Sure. They have like this one-on-one room.
By the way, a chain of unsuccessful family restaurants like TGI Fridays. It didn't work. The food was great, but the whole family concept of the gangbang alley, they just couldn't get past it. Gang bang dogs. Gang
Is
bang
it the same people
ribs.
At these various places? You run into the same people?
Yeah, there's the regulars, and there's a lot of people that come in for the first time.
Well, look, be honest, Dave. Those women look like 10 miles of bad road, right?
You know, it really depends on the club that you go to. Like the ones in Phoenix, there's a lot of hotties.
Really?
It ranges really from like...
Hotties for a swingers club, not hotties for like, you know, down at the beach Sunday.
No, seriously, hotties for down at the beach, but these girls usually... are very selective about the guys they hook up with. Because, I mean, there's a lot of pretty good-looking guys there as well, you know?
Right.
So it's like...
You're gay.
Wow.
I'd say the range is, like, age 18 to, like, 60. So it's it's just like any other party. You go up, you start talking to people that you're interested in.
Bizarre.
And it's kind of like you were saying with your numbers. Like, you know who your numbers are. You know who your
people are. Yeah, right. You know what your category and league is.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So you guys are always... have people call in and they're wondering about getting circumcisions. I had one at 21, and I can tell you that
painful
in the end. Oh yeah, it sucks. I wouldn't do it again, but I'm glad I got it done because it's a lot more convenient. You don't have to like wash off every time, but the sex isn't as good right after you're done. But the thing is that you kind of forget about
it because you got
like,
stitches and your penis is on fire. Is that what you're saying?
She's got a
hemorrhoid from her birth.
It's like going from Chicago. We got that good deep dish pizza to California.
All right. I don't know where to like. If I'm hungry, horny, or I want to whack off,
vomit,
or surgery.
There's gangbang alley and deep dish pizza. You got a circumcision. I'll tell you one thing. Dave really covered some ground in the 5.5 minutes he was on the horn.
It's like bipolar. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's maybe we should hear something from TSOL. What do you say there, Anderson? Anderson is a huge TSOL.
There's a lot of excitement about you guys coming in today.
Yeah, that's nice.
A lot.
Yeah, Anderson was out of his mind last night. He's a big fan. All right, so what are we going to hear?
Pyro.
All right, here we go. TSOL, everybody, they are back. Disappears, the name of the CD. It is out in stores. I got a nice big fat tour coming up. Going to be with the Offspring for a good part of that. I got a bunch of dates for you. We will talk to you.
I am looking for a couple who've had a beneficial effect from Viagra, and we want to know where you get Viagra if you're getting it on the street.
All right. All that when we come back.
Oh, yes! Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hello there. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jack and Mike are both here from TSOL. They are back. Disappears, the name of the new CD. I'm going to give some dates, by the way, where you can find TSL out with the Offspring.
TSL?
And then, did I see? Have I been screwing that up all night?
No.
I said TSL. Can't articulate yourself any better than that.
Adam, the world is your oyster.
Please.
That's all there is.
Please do not play that.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
I know I was kidding when I said that. I had to have been kidding, Drew.
Or pretty sincere.
You know what's nice?
I know, but that's just good acting. Why should I be punished for selling something? All right. Can I give some plugs TSOL? Friday, the July 6th, they'll be at the Glass House in Pomona. Then Saturday, the 14th, L.A. Universal Amphitheater with the Offspring. And then again with the Offspring in L.A. at the Amphitheater. They'll also be in Bakersfield with the Offspring and Fresno with the Offspring. That's the 17th and 18th of July. 19th, San Luis. Obispo, Ventura on the 20th, 21st, and 23rd in Vegas and Salt Lake. So do you guys got a website or any phone number or anything they can check out if they want to find you?
TrueSoundsOfLiberty.com.
All right. There you go.
Right. And I'm on there all the time. I do nothing but sit on that computer all day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so log on. And,
right and back and forth.
Sharpening his machete or whatever was that on your dashboard.
That's right.
Find out where the dates are, where they're coming to a town near you. Alex?
Hey.
Hey, you're 12.
Yep.
Wow, what's up?
Dude.
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Step back for a second.
Drew, how many years had you done this show before Alex was born?
7.
Wow. All right, go ahead there, Alex.
Oh, first I want to say Adam Carolla, you're the funniest man. I love the man show.
Well, thank you.
I saw the Rosie O'Donnell one. She got trapped in the well.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Well, whole new season starting this Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Cool. Dr. Drew, you're awesome, too.
Thanks, Alex. What's up?
Well, it's kind of weird. My nipples, they get like kind of semicircle-like. They get kind of big. They don't hurt, but it's weird.
Is there any swelling kind of behind them?
No. Well, yeah, just it's kind of like feels like a little plates behind them.
A little lump kind of behind, maybe, huh? A little swollen area.
Alex is smacked right into puberty. Did you notice that? It's like that Peter Brady episode.
The voice going and everything.
Yeah, it's
and
like
part of that.
My nipples are.
Part of running into puberty, Alex, is having. Just prior to the testes really beginning to produce a lot of testosterone, there's some estrogens created by the adrenal glands, and that tends to cause breast enlargement in some males around 12 or 13, and that tends to go away also. So just, it's normal. Relax.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You don't smoke any pot, Alex?
No.
Pot's a good way to make...
Good.
Pot will make that worse. Here we got evidence of pot-smoking nipples here.
Mine didn't leave.
All right. See you, Alex. Good luck in the sixth grade.
Thanks.
Seventh grade.
Where are you heading into? The 7th?
8th.
Ooh, 8th grade.
Ooh. It's going to be 13 soon. Right?
Yep. Big July time, 29.
Buddy. July 29th.
All right. We'll be celebrating in our own way.
Thanks.
All right. Christy?
Christy?
Hello?
Turn your radio off.
Celebrating in our own
way.
Hi, what's up, Christy?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
It's Drew and Adam.
Oh, hi.
And TSOL. What's up?
I can barely hear you.
All right, cool.
Well, just start talking.
Okay. You guys had questions about Viagra?
Right.
You wanted to know what effects it had on couples?
Right.
Okay. Well, I used it one time. It gave me a headache, so I didn't use it anymore. But my husband uses it quite frequently.
For
recreation? We acquired it, first of all, at club by one person. He used half of a... 500 milligrams? 100 what?
100 milligrams.
100 milligrams. Half of 100 milligrams.
So a guy would sell you 50 milligrams at clubs, right?
Actually, the first one they gave to us, and after that we started buying it on the internet.
Why would she take it?
Why is he taking it? Why are you taking it?
Well, I tried it because somebody told me that it works on women, and that was not true.
And what does it do for your husband?
He has longer erections.
Yeah, but this is a medication meant to be used for people with medical problems with erectile dysfunction. God only knows what it's going to do to him long term with him using it, abusing it like this.
Well, listen, everything started off for something, like, you know, coke and all those tranquilizers and
Now we know the deleterious effects.
Well, I'm saying, but people use them for recreation. You shouldn't be surprised.
All right.
Well, the clubs we go to, people have a problem getting an erection.
You go to your kind?
Will you go to, Flaccid Club? Or what club are you going to?
Club Flaccid.
Swing Club.
Swing Club.
Swingers?
Swingers Club, yeah.
All right, let's get, you know, when you want to get a little history on what kind of person goes to Swinger Club?
No, because they got a bad phone line.
Yeah.
You guys don't have any kids, do you?
He has 2.
I see. And how are...
Why do you ask?
Because we don't want you screwing them up.
Right.
Screw them up by... it's not like we do it in our home with our children in the house.
I know, but you're the kind of parents that are into that stuff. And believe me...
What's wrong with parents that are into that stuff?
Because you guys are a mess, right?
No, we're not a mess.
Well, sure, you wouldn't know it. That's part of being a mess. It's denial of being a mess.
So you're saying we're a mess because
you aren't doing any other drugs?
No
other drugs.
No.
You don't use alcohol when you're doing this stuff?
We don't use alcohol when we are using... I don't use the stuff.
You don't use alcohol, but your boyfriend does.
No, I don't. I drink occasionally.
Right.
And your boyfriend?
He does not mix the alcohol when...
He drinks
Viagra.
He drinks quite a bit, though, generally.
No, he does not quite a bit.
Look.
We drink socially.
Fine. And when you go to these clubs, do you switch off partners?
Sometimes.
And really, that works for you guys okay?
Yes, it does.
How long have you been doing this?
And you would never know how many people in this country do it.
How long have you been doing this?
For about 2 years.
All right. Listen, I'm going to put her on hold because the line is driving me nuts.
It's not that we can't let that drop because you know that underneath it is some real chaos and some misery on her part.
Yeah.
And she's in massive denial, but I guarantee you it's there.
I just know they're crappy parents.
Yeah.
You just have to be. You can't hang out at swingers clubs with a couple of kids and not be crappy parents. Hey, I'm just doing the math.
Not even with a babysitter?
Well, yeah, I guess you had a babysitter, be all right.
No, but the point is that
I'm joking. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's put it this way. It disturbs intimacy to be involved in that kind of arousing, you know, chaotic circumstances. And it disturbs a relationship. And if you have that kind of chaos in your relationship, that's going to translate into what these kids feel.
The dynamic of the relationship has changed completely.
I mean, you guys, you're addicts. Yeah, when you were addicts, something like that must have sounded great.
Everything sounded great.
Yeah. And now, how would that... Think about what that was like, what you were doing then, as opposed to how it would sound now.
Oh, right.
Because those are
addicts. Behavior was absurd.
Well, this one, either she or he or both are addicts in that call we just had. Right? Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, look,
I mean, that's typical addict behavior. Because it's typical addict behavior.
Okay, but let's admit this. Because there's effed up, and then there's sort of off the meter effed up. And this couple, for a couple that hung out at a swingers place and took their Viagra, had a couple of kids, was probably more together than your average couple that engages in this kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to pass huge judgment on them because some people do sort of balance their crazy life with their home life.
What are you trying to justify, man?
I don't know.
Well, but you guys would have been. You would have been on.
You would have
been on board for this stuff 10 years ago. How was? What were you like then? What was your state of mind?
I personally might have. You know, when my behavior was horrible and stuff. You know, a lot of things I did were wrong.
Yeah, but listen to that couple. Well, I wouldn't use words like wrong, but you were saying they're saying it's just normal behavior. Big deal. Wouldn't you have defended it that way?
Right, it was an everyday thing. The cops being at my house was like an everyday thing.
Oh, yeah.
No big deal.
Right. Yeah, getting raided, getting busted, all that stuff was normal back then,
And going out and having wild, you know, bizarre behaviors. And they say, you'd be surprised how many people do this. Yes, that's right. A lot of people are effed up in this country.
Well, I thought it was normal to carry a handgun for a while, so.
Well, and my main objection is this. We don't do it inside the house in front of the kids. People say that with drugs all the time. They say it with booze all the time. They say it was, you know, just sort of bizarre behavior, which is the kids don't see it. And they may not witness it, but they feel it because those are their parents. The swingers, the drug addicts, the whoever's.
That's right.
Well, children see a lot more than the parents believe anyway.
Of course. Oh, yeah. They feel it.
So much more perceptive and intelligent.
Oh,
and just
that's the point we're making. They feel it.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Jeff, who's 19. Jeff?
Yeah.
You got a question for TSOL?
Yeah, you guys are great. I just wanted to tell you, I wanted to ask how you guys got started. I'm in a band. I just want to know how you guys got started.
Which time?
beginning.
Actually, we got hooked up because it wasn't really the music. It was the robbery.
Yeah.
We were stealing. That's kind of how it got hooked up.
Really?
I was causing a lot of trouble and getting kicked out of a lot of schools and getting arrested.
Good.
And I met this girl, and she said, hey, I know this guy that's just like you. And I went over and met him, and it turned out to be our drummer. And we started a band. We ripped her off that night, and took her guitar and amp, and made a band.
In all fairness, back then, too, there was a thing. It was kind of called the scene. It was kind of an undercurrent of music. It was influenced by the initial waves of punk rock from maybe New York to England and England back. And so we just got kind of on the train and started playing and going to shows and all that stuff. And, you know, being in a new band, the best thing you can do is practice a lot and just play as much as you can, you know, and make sure it's really what you want to do.
You guys get a lot of girls backstage?
Yeah.
Well, punk rock back then especially wasn't known for the beauties.
Oh, yeah.
It was more known for the outcasts.
No, it was all right. Well, you I had to start claiming I was gay for a while to, like, get it to stop.
But, Jack,
you stop claiming that?
Jack, you're right. No, that's still out.
Yeah.
It's right in the bio.
That's the next caller calling in. Can I get to my question real quick? I mean, can we go back to that bit about the hemorrhoid thing?
Yeah.
Just really quick?
Sure.
Okay, I'm on the internet a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so, because I like looking at stuff on there, right?
Sure.
So, there's some of those fisting sites.
Right. I knew he was talking about porno when he said, like,
looking at some stuff. Okay, there's like some fisting sites. And
what are they called?
Can I give the name out?
Sure.
Well, there's one called Red Right's homepage. Right? I got it from some kid emailed me it. Whatever. So,
right.
But on the fisting site, like after they're done sticking that large of an object up there, the actual anus looks like a sea urchin or something. Like, what kind of damage is that to?
It's prolapsing. Yeah, it could actually come out.
Yeah, basically it was turned inside out.
Yeah, it's prolapse.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Is that what that? Oh.
Yeah. And then, hey, listen.
It was bad. You're not beating off to that, are you?
Really? No, it's kind of like, you know, rotten.com. It's like one of those sites that, like, you just got to see.
It's a car accident.
Right.
You can, your whole rectum can fall out. And you need a surgery. It's a mess.
So, do I need help for that? Should I get it?
You must have post-traumatic stress disorder just looking at that site.
Yeah, but it seems like, you know, I don't know. They deal with it. Those guys deal with it.
Who?
The people that are into that kind of thing. There's a lot of people on there that are into that.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah.
We just spoke to one. Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my whole thing is you know, I mean, I'm as weird as the next guy, but, you know, getting the fist up the ass or the bowling pin up the ass or the lamp up the ass, it just really crosses a certain line I have. I mean, doesn't it seem like you're sort of taking it to a new realm at that point?
It's hard to go back after something like that.
Yeah. I guess there is nowhere to go after having that up your ass, the magic eight ball up your ass. That would be a good shot. Nicole?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing. Me and my boyfriend were fooling around, and he stuck the head in. And I'm a virgin, but I wanted to know. Me and my friend are arguing. She's saying that I'm technically not a virgin and that's sex, and I say it's not.
Well, what do you say if sex is then?
I don't think that's sex.
What is sex?
I don't know. I think it's like fooling around.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
This is the eternal argument, was virginity is some sort of weird technicality that young people want to maintain.
He looks at it as sex, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because you both have two different agendas.
Right.
Yeah. If a penis has entered you, you're not a virgin.
That's it. Period.
Give. I don't know.
Adam, tell him to give me the phone.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, is this?
Hi, I'm Nicole's friend.
I see. And I'm guessing you're not a virgin.
No, I am.
You're a virgin too.
Well, your friend isn't a virgin.
I know. I'm a long-time listener. She really doesn't listen.
Right.
I don't know. I listen to the show religiously, so I hear you talk about it all the time.
Let's think about it. Yeah,
and she did it a couple of times without a condom.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
not only she is in trouble.
She can get pregnant.
Wait till Drew gets out to New York. Yeah. He is going to ground her, but good.
Yeah, not only is she not a virgin, she can actually get pregnant.
She's in denial. She's
no kidding.
Me, I can't. And then he's trying to comfort her, saying, I have a low sperm count, so you can't get pregnant.
How old is this guy?
30. 22.
Oh, baby. She's 15?
Yeah.
Send him. Call the authorities.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. What's your name?
Claire.
All right. And
I called the show before, too.
Right. And you guys are calling from New York, right?
New York, yeah.
Shocking.
How'd you know?
Well, it says it on the screen, but otherwise I would have never guessed. So, you're worried about your friend, Nicole, right, Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's just, like, whipped.
All right, well, let's put her on again. We gotta set her straight a little bit.
Hello?
Nicole, this guy's a criminal. A. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What else are you telling me?
Yeah.
And I don't know. After we did that, now he wants...
He's a criminal, and you could be pregnant. You should be taking post-coital or emergency contraception.
Yeah, it happened 5 times.
Ugh.
But just the tip got in 5 times? Is that what she said?
They're having sex. She just felt like it was just the tip.
Nicole, I've had that claim made against me, too. When's the rest going in? It's like, I'm balls deep, honey. Are you kidding? Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure you've done it 5 times and still a virgin?
I don't know. I didn't count that as sex because it's going to go all the way in.
You figure it's got to poke out of your ass before it technically becomes sex?
I don't know. I just didn't think that was sex.
Oh, baby. Life is going to be a very long and difficult road for you if this is your way of approaching things.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're with a 22-year-old guy
criminal.
Who's counting his sperm. You're not using any protection. You're in massive denial.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't know. I was only with him. It only happened. It started when we first...
Hey, stop.
You got to get it together, Nicole.
What's going on in your life? Why?
I'm a mess. My life's falling apart.
And I'll tell you the thing I'm most disturbed about. No two phones in that house. They have to keep handing it back and forth.
Very disturbing.
That's horrible. That's child abuse.
What's happening with your family? Are they sort of a mess right now, too?
No, not really. My parents are strict. Like, my father would never hear it. He's Puerto Rican. I'm Italian, so it's like against the family, you know?
You must be Puerto Rican, too, right?
No, I'm Italian. But my family don't hear of a thing of going out.
Wait a minute. I've heard of this. The dad is Puerto Rican, but he has Italian sperm.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened with my dad.
Is this your stepdad we're talking about?
No, not my stepfather. My boyfriend's Puerto Rican. I'm Italian. And my parents are strict about it. They don't agree.
Didn't you say her father was Puerto Rican?
Yeah, she did. But it's an interesting...
Yeah, then you really got to think what's going on.
Yeah. Well, listen, wait a minute. What is your dad, just for the record?
My father's Italian.
Yeah. Okay.
Your boyfriend's a criminal, and you could be pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
And you need to take care of this. And you're sexually active. You need to have pelvic exams to make sure.
I never had sex before. We saw that the second week I started going out with him. I had no clue.
All right. Nicole, go down. Put your friend back on. Put Claire back on real fast. All right.
Hello?
Hey, Claire.
Yes.
Take her to Planned Parenthood.
You're obviously the brains of the operation over there.
Thank you.
Yes. Captain Kirk on the phone here.
It's great. This girl doesn't do any drugs.
Right.
Can you imagine her on drugs?
You're a relative Einstein in that house. So I'm going to need you to go down to Planned Parenthood with your friend Nicole.
I was going to take her to a
place. Set her up.
Take her to Planned Parenthood.
Don't let her have any kids. Listen, I'm Italian myself, and I know Puerto Ricans. This kid's going to be a disaster.
Oh, God. The kid is 22. He doesn't have a job. He's not in school. He never graduated high school. He's living with his sister.
Claire, turn him in. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. Don't worry about his sister.
It's such a lovely dialect over there. He's Puerto Rican. He's 20. Oh, my God. He's 22. He's living at home. He's got no balls. He's living with his sister, and he's jobless. Oh, my God. Is there any less attractive dialect? It's so ugly. I bet the girls are cute as hell, too. But, oh, man, it all sounds like one big Gold Bond commercial. The itching, the chafing. All right, TSOL is...
I had an itchy rash.
Gold Bond must be based
right,
in like Connecticut
we're going
or something, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. TSOL is here, and we'll be back.
Thank you,
Anderson. Anderson points, then turns the mic on.
Genius.
TSOL is our guest tonight. The CD Disappear is out. Came out a couple of days ago. Jack Grisham and Mike Roach are both here from the band. First CD with the original band since 1983. And we'll hear something else off of that. Again, on tour with The Offspring, and then on tour with who? By yourselves?
Yeah, by ourselves and just friends that we hook up along the way.
And those of you who were there the first time around and want to go see it again, and those of you who didn't catch them the first time around will definitely not want to miss them this time around. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Brian, who's 22. Brian?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was calling regarding your Viagra question.
Yeah.
And I'm a single male, and I use it like a recreational drug.
Why?
Because after you achieve orgasm, it keeps you hard after that.
Do you have a problem with premature ejaculation?
No, not so much premature ejaculation, but I mean, you can just go and go, you know, like Adam says, same boner, different, you know.
She is?
Yeah. I didn't know if you could say that.
Is this important for your partner?
It's not really important. I mean...
he's a single guy. He just wants to have a good time.
It's important for him, not his partner, is the point I'm making.
What's he care about his partner?
That's the point.
Well, he has a new one every week.
No, not so much. I mean, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like something else that you would use, like a vibrator. You know what I mean? It's just like a recreational tool.
Right. It enhances the experience.
Right.
Why? What, Drew? Why with the puss?
Yeah,
because I figure that one out.
No.
Anti.
People dump poke on their penis.
Listen, it could be dangerous. We don't know what the long term effects are of healthy people using Viagra. Number one, number two, this is I need a bigger penis.
Well,
this is the same as that.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
No, well, it's not.
I'm not going to disagree. I mean,
no, let me defend you and your penis, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks.
This is. I'm having sex. I'm enjoying myself. They came out with this pill. It can help me enjoy it more, and that's what I'm going to do.
No, it doesn't help him enjoy it more.
It does help him enjoy it more.
No, it doesn't do anything for him.
So it goes longer.
He likes it.
It just makes him have an erection longer.
Hold on. Put your penis on, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, Brian's penis?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, this is Adam and Drew.
So nice.
TSOL is here tonight.
Yes.
And now, do you like the Viagra?
Me like it much.
Right. Hey, and I know you enjoy it, but what about the balls? Can you put them on?
Hello.
Hello.
This is left nut speaking.
Oh, this is the left nut.
Yes,
the Democratic nut?
Well, I am the brains of the operation.
I see. That's right. The if you're left nutted, that means you're rigid and you're good with numbers. And if you're right nutted, you're more creative.
Oh, I see that.
Is that how it works? Mm-hmm. All right, left nut?
Yes.
You enjoy the Viagra?
Oh, very, very.
All right. And
it's all right?
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. Just for kicks, could you put the right nut on just to see if we make... just want to make sure everyone's in accord here. Is the right nut there?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes.
Right nut.
Yes, this is me.
Yes, okay.
I am an Indian nut.
Yes. You originally came to the sack by way of Bangladesh?
Well, I had to marry the left nut, and then I got my visa.
I understand. You wanted to stay in the country. A friend of mine did that.
From Sri Lanka.
Right. Sure. Came in, wanted to stay in the country, married the left nut. Now they're, but you guys are still together in the sack, right?
We live in harmony.
All right. God bless you. The Gandhi of scrotums is on the phone, everybody. Yeah. All right, so you enjoy it, right, Brian?
Right, but speaking to Drew about side effects.
Hang on, first of all, Brian's the best caller we ever had.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Ever.
Way more talent than me or anyone who's been on this show.
But I noticed that after, or when I'm using it, like, I get, you know how sometimes when you stand up you get spinny in the head?
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, low blood pressure sometimes.
We don't know all that it can do to you. Yeah,
well, we can guess that it's relatively safe, can we not?
No, there's concern that it'll precipitate sudden death and heart attacks, as a matter of fact. And those kinds of symptoms are the ones that precipitate those sorts of events.
Yeah, but what are the percentages of that?
I don't know.
It's almost nothing. Would it be released onto the market if it was a high percentage or even a medium?
It is high in certain situations.
No. Not for a 22-year-old
guy.
Not
for a 22-year-old male. No.
Okay. We're going to take a break. TSOL is here. We'll hear something off the new CD Disappear right after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Jack and Mike are both here from TSOL. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Disappear is the name of the CD, and we're going to hear something else off of that. And you can find TSOL out with the Offspring, and they're going to be all over the place, and then off by themselves and friends all over the place. And that's all going to start. Is it starting July 6th?
Yeah, July 6th, July 14th, 15th, yeah.
With the Offspring, and then you guys will play a bunch of dates with them, and then you'll be on your own.
2 weeks with the Offspring, and then a month by ourselves.
Right. And all over the country?
All over the country, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm playing like every night.
Every night.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Wow. It's hard when you get older to do,
yeah,
well, to really do anything. All right. Let's talk to Keith, who's 22. Keith?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I have a little bit of an issue. I was having sex with my girlfriend this morning, and we kind of did a new position, and then I kind of going, you know, and working, and she said it hurt all of a sudden.
She said it hurt?
Yeah, she said it hurt, but we kept going. It didn't hurt really. I mean, she said it didn't hurt bad enough to stop. And then later today, I looked at it. We were just kind of fooling around, and it was really swollen.
You irritated things.
She a new girlfriend?
It's huge. No, I've had it for 9 months.
It's huge?
It's like, it's just the left lip, too.
Yeah, maybe you have a sore there.
Really?
Yeah.
There was some pus, too.
Oh, no.
There wasn't.
No.
Sorry, Keith.
No, it was like whitish stuff. I don't know if it was pus.
Well, it could have been some discharge or something. No, right? He's making this up.
No, I mean you can get ulcers that are white, and that can herpes can look like that sometimes.
No, but he irritated it earlier in the day. It looked fine in the morning, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure though.
Well, you didn't see it when you were. What position were you in?
Well, it was kind of new. I had her leg going across her shoulder, across her. I don't know.
He's big.
All right.
Come on.
All right, Keith, you're full of crap.
No, I'm serious. She was her boobs were up, right?
Her boobs
leg
up.
Was going across the body. So it wasn't missionary quite.
Right. Her leg was going across. Like she was. Like you ever see NFL players out on the field stretching the hamstring out before the game,
exactly.
The trainer's pulling their leg. It's like if you took your right leg and put it toward your
left shoulder.
Exactly. So it was kind of behind, but not really behind.
It was poking that one lip.
Yeah, you're irritating her. But again, herpes can do this, but just mechanical irritation can do it too.
But it's huge. I mean, is it going to go down, or should she go to the doctor?
She should have somebody look at it. But it's just inflamed. It may be infected. You can actually get it infected, like a staph or a strep can get in there.
Okay.
It'd be pretty nasty.
All right, cool.
Keith.
Hot bath tonight. Hot bath.
Hot bath?
Yes, that's the treatment tonight.
Not you, Keith. Her, you understand? Keith,
right.
Keith has done damage to his, point of pleasure.
Right.
He's worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't care if she dies as long as the vagina's all right. All right. Take it easy on her, Keith.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
See
ya. Yeah. You guys remember those days when you'd bang the bejesus out of someone in the morning and then later on in the evening want to get another look? Like, what? Is it still there? How's it doing? Let's see. My handiwork. Wow.
Wow,
like going to the firing range and pulling the target into you. Whoa, wow.
Trophy.
Really nailed the crap out of that. A lot of damage there. All right, Nikki?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
I really, really like this guy, but there's two problems. One, he's 4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 16.
The other one is he's my brother's best friend.
All right. How old's your brother?
20.
All right, and does he like you?
My brother? Or
this guy.
This guy.
yeah, he does.
How do you know?
I actually told Crystal about it, one of my friends.
Oh, Crystal. You got that Adam Crystal.
Big mouth Crystal. Yeah, she'll get a bullhorn and tell the world, man. I know that, Crystal.
Mutual friend of both of us for a couple of years. And she brought me up when she was talking to him, and he said that he liked me, but I was Michael's sister, and I was 16.
Yeah, all right. That's good. That's the reason he's not going to go for it. So relax.
Well, what do you want? She's in love with the guy.
Yeah.
No? Hey, Nikki?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is potential trouble.
It's a bad idea.
The brother. It's sort of on the border
but
here.
But thankfully, this guy's not going to go for it.
You don't think so?
He's put her friend on alert why he's not going to go for it.
Well, wait till she puts the screws to him.
No.
Feeds him a couple of Mickey's Big Mouth and ask him to, show her Orion's belt out in the backyard and pow. Right? Are you going to make a move on this guy?
Actually, that's what I was calling about before I made a move. I was curious if that would be something smart to do or if it would be,
What is this guy doing with his life? I want to know what kind of guy this is.
He pretty much works. I'm not positive, but I think he's a rehabilitation officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, he, goes out, plays sports. Last weekend, or a couple weekends ago, we went down to Hampton Beach and pretty much just hung out.
So, him and Crystal went down to Hampton Beach with Mike and just kind of hung out?
No, my brother is...
And they swung by the Dog and Suds for a couple of burgers, and we're going to work in some more references we don't know. Hey, Nikki, I don't know, it's illegal, This guy's in corrections.
Yeah, he's not going to go for it.
He's not going to go for
this. Just relax.
Find yourself a nice, nerdy 17-year-old, would you? really. Look, I'm angry at all these women, because when I was in high school, this is exactly what was going on. She's 16, she's, going into the 11th grade. And she's chasing after a guy who graduated 2 years ago. Meanwhile, when I was in high school, it's not like I could date eighth graders. The hell are you going to do? Everyone who's your age is dating out of high school, and you're left alone.
All the hot girls had somebody picking them up in a car that didn't go to school.
Yeah. Right. Rev up the El Camino. Yeah. They go running out, jump in the back,
Yeah, I'd watch him as I was on my bicycle riding home. Yeah.
I'd be standing there like that the Indian that saw the guy litter, just a tear rolling down one cheek by the side of the highway.
I don't know. I had older girls coming to pick me up at school.
Really?
Talking about
yeah.
Did
you?
Yeah. Coming in my class and flipping the teacher off and getting me right out of class. Yeah.
How does that work? How do the you know, the bad boys, the troublemakers? I mean, Jack, you're out of control at 17, right?
No, it's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
by comparison,
you thought you were nice, but your teachers hated you, right?
Right. They hated me. Yeah.
And why are you rewarded with sex? That's what I want to know.
Why has he always been rewarded with sex?
Yeah. Why have you always been rewarded with sex? All the troublemaking, all the strife, all the drama, and you get rewarded with sex. That doesn't seem fair, does it?
It seems nice.
And here are these other guys. They pay their bills. They're courteous. They open the doors. They get good grades. They get nothing.
Yeah. I was 15, and I was seeing this oil worker chick. And she came into my art class right in the middle of class and just sat down right at my desk. And it was in with, like, seniors and everybody, too, you know?
Wow.
It was nice. I mean, I got a lot of juice from it.
Oh,
it was,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Your stock got bumped way up.
That's it.
Jesus. Yeah. She was working in, like, one oil fields
yeah.
out there?
She was tough. Yeah.
Wow. I imagine she would give a great hand job, someone who worked around that.
No, they were calloused.
Oh, I see. But
her
I'm thinking
hands were
about
a little rough.
I'm thinking about the 30 weight that was underneath her cuticles.
That's right.
All right, let's talk to Britt. Britt?
Hi. I want to know why Jack wears skirts on stage.
He's got the legs for it.
Yeah, what's that?
Hi, Britt.
Hi.
It's Roach's knees. It's past your bedtime, Britt.
No, it's not. But I do need to study for my bacteriology test tomorrow.
Is that an inside joke? Do you
I
actually
don't know.
Have?
I know.
No, yeah, wait a minute. Probably. Weren't we talking about
that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
were, but most people that are studying bacteriology call it microbiology.
Yeah, she's talking yeah. about Jack. And
yeah, okay. I had some nylons on the right. other night with a skirt, and right. I didn't wear panties right. underneath the nylons, so I got all chafed and got like a little whatever. So
like
that's what she's, yeah. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
You got a yeast infection?
Yeah.
All right, hey, Britt.
One of my lips was swollen
so, oh, God.
From the nylons.
Still swollen, look.
That's it. Good night, Britt.
Good night.
All right, and say your prayers before you go to bed.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
All right. That's touching. Mike, that's your niece?
That's my niece.
Wow.
It's a new generation of this stuff going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
And 17 is, that ain't a kid anymore at all.
She's a sweetheart. She's smart, good.
Oh, good. Well, she's majoring in that bacteriology.
Nothing like me, yeah.
Jessica?
Well,
you
know. Yes?
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I went to an STD clinic because I started noticing that I had just these red bumps all in my pubic area.
Did they have little white tops to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's molluscum contagiosum.
Yeah, what I don't understand. Like, I've been with one person.
It's a virus. It's a little rash. It goes away by itself. Do they scrape off the tops on a bunch of them?
No.
That makes them go away quicker, but they go away. It's transmissible while you've got it, and it's nothing. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Can she do it herself?
Mm.
She could scrape them off.
Yeah.
What should she use? What would you use? Melon baller? Fingernail? Use a fingernail. Scrape them off.
Okay.
But again, are there a lot of them?
Well, I mean, there's a few. It's just, you know, I'll have some, then they'll go away, and then more will come.
Oh, really? It's still coming back?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, there really isn't any treatment for it. It tends to go away by itself pretty quickly.
How do you get it?
It's STD.
Whoring around.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's just confusing, because just all of a sudden this came up, and I mean...
Well, you got it from your boyfriend.
Yeah, but him and I, we've been monogamous.
Mm. Yeah, well, he has the virus, and he passed it on to you, and that's
that. Stinking whore! That wasn't me. That was me, but it was meant for someone else, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Only half meant for you. All right, knock them off with your nails. I'll give you something to do while you're hanging out tonight, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right,
don't worry about it.
Time,
do not
baby.
Worry about it, okay?
So don't worry about it.
It's going to go away soon by itself.
I hope so.
You bitch! All right, please, Anderson. Christ's sake. How about we hear something from the band?
Man, you are tired tonight.
Well,
Why don't we just play a tape?
Just a little best of?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I got up, I went to bed at 1:40 last night, and I got up at 4:15 this morning to do this radio
thing. Did you do the radio junket from bed?
No. You mean like Yoko Ono and John Lennon?
Yeah.
No, I got up.
Because
they're walking around drinking coffee.
Because if you're lying in bed, you would have been like fading out, right?
You you got to get up and move around. Yeah. And you know, the thing about you, Drew, is you have to be there. You have to put your thinking cap on, but you don't have to be funny. It really sucks trying to be funny at, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning. I'm never up at that hour. You know what's weird, though? You walk around, you start noticing stuff. Sprinklers come on at 6:10. It's like, that's when they come on. They never see those goddamn sprinklers come
on.
See where
the sun comes up from.
Yeah, the sun. Look, from the east, everybody. It's great. Birds start chirping. You start looking around. And the other thing that's funny, too, is you'll see other people that are awake, like some guy walking at 7:30, and you go, what the F is he doing? He's not doing some kind of radio junk.
Does he do that every morning?
Yeah, what's his excuse?
This is how the lawn gets mowed. There's guys that come
right.
out.
Right. Yeah. All this magic stuff going on. People driving and walking around. But it just kicks your ass. So I got thrown way off. But I took a little nap. So I'm halfway back in the game now. So I'm really going to make a recovery.
All right, after the song.
Yeah, we're going to hear something from TSOL, and I'm going to psych up. This is called In My Head. TSOL, everybody. Disappear is the name of that. And another good one from TSOL. I do, you know. Anderson, still excited that TSOL is here? Yeah? Big team.
Yeah, I wish you would wake up a little bit.
I'm going. Here I go. I'm firing up. You guys all right?
Yeah.
Ready to rock?
I'm learning a lot of stuff. I didn't know anything about that last little disease.
Never heard of molluscum contagiosum?
No, and I've been in a lot. I mean, I've never, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you've probably had it five times and didn't know it.
Early penile papules.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Amy, who's 15. Amy?
Hi.
What's up?
I was having sex with my boyfriend the other night, and the condom broke. But it was a spermicidal lubricated one. And he said he didn't come yet, but I know there's like pre-cum involved. And
you should take the morning after pill.
Oh, it's too late now.
How long ago was that?
It was like a week ago.
Too late now.
Yeah, and
the spermicides really on the condom don't do anything.
Why they put them there if they don't do
originally,
anything?
Originally, the reason they got into that was the claiming they would kill the HIV virus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was there was some time which that the spermicides were thought to significantly alter the HIV virus.
All right, but
virus.
Wait a minute. Wasn't the spermicide around before the HIV?
It was, but they didn't put it on the condoms.
All right, so now they put it on the condoms. They think they can kill HIV, and it doesn't?
It probably doesn't do much.
That's that non-oxynol 9
thing. Yeah. That was a big deal 10 years ago. Now it's like, no big deal. But definitely doesn't do anything for the sperm. Or not much, anyway.
So even if there was like the... He said that he didn't come yet, but I know there's, you know, pre-cum and...
Listen, Amy, there's nothing you can do about it now. I would have advised you to take the morning after pill.
There's no way I can get it down here. You have to have a prescription.
Well, you can go to Planned Parenthood and get it.
No.
Nobody has to, you have a right to confidential health care. You can go get it.
Amy?
In fact, you might want to get it and keep it around, so if this ever happens again, you've got your fire extinguisher handy.
How do you know that he didn't have an orgasm?
Well, because he was in the middle of it, and... We were kind of doing this outside, and it got really dry, and it just, like, popped, and he pulled it out right then.
Yeah.
You're probably okay. I mean, you are, Amy.
All right. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think you're all right.
All right.
But next time, just keep that morning after pill around, just in case.
Okay.
And listen, those condoms aren't made to stand up to the desert heat that way. Outside, you get all dried up. Oh, are you going to spend the whole summer in that Palm Springs?
No, it's not exactly Palm Springs. It's not as hot, but it's still...
It's not 121. It's 119.
Yeah, that's summer in hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll talk to one of those guys, and he'll tell you he does roofing or insulation or something, and he's doing it out of Tucson or Palm Springs or something. And it's just, I just think, like, I picture, you know animals, you know, like a dog will just lie down on some dirt out and bake out in the sun, doesn't really know any better. I think that's what that is. Get the hell out of there.
You know what those guys do, though, is they get up, like, 2 in the morning, and they work from 3 to 8. 3 to 9.
Look, I did construction just working in like Chatsworth and Simi Valley is brutal during the summer. It's just so painful. You guys are beach guys. You don't go for that nonsense, right?
I just did a roof on 67th right by Florence and Normandy on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's weird about roofing is, you know, you're 30 feet closer to the sun and it's 10 billion miles away. Makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
That 30 feet, huge difference.
Right.
I don't know how the math works. I mean, I know there's no shade, and I know, you know, maybe reflecting off the hot tar or absorbing it or whatever, but it still really seems like that extra 20, 30 feet closer to the sun makes a big difference. Am I right, Drew?
You must be.
Thank you. All right. It's all right. Put the left nut on. We'll take ourselves a little break. Jack and Mike are both here from TSOL, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dexter
and Noodles
from The Offspring, and you're listening to Loveline with that asshole Adam Carolla and that guy that's full of himself, thinks he always knows what he's talking about, Dr. Drew.
I hate that guy.
I can do better than that.
Yep, that is The Offspring, and TSOL will be out with The Offspring starting July 6th and going for a few weeks, and then they'll be out on their own. So look for them coming to a town near you. Disappears, the name of the CD. It is just out. And let's get back to the phones and see who we can screw with. Crystal?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my mom and I, we get in fights a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, she has a hard time controlling her anger. But she doesn't usually touch me. And the other night, she hit me. Mm. And she, like, grabbed the back of my head and she pulled my hair.
Mm-mm. Is she loaded?
What do you mean?
Drunk? High?
No.
Yeah. Is she?
She used to be, but she's now one? She's a born again Christian, and that's what really bugs me.
Wow. Does she have one of those crazy nationalities where they beat on everybody?
No.
No. She's not Italian.
No. We're Indian.
Yeah. Well, which Indian?
Cherokee.
Wow, mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, they got some fire in their veins, yeah. Those folks. So she used to drink, right?
She's an alcoholic.
She wasn't an alcoholic. She would drink to get drunk, but she didn't, like, drink all the time.
Alcoholism just means that you drink and have consequences. That's all it means.
Okay.
Well, is she? You say she's sober now, or?
She's not drinking.
Yeah, she's not.
And she's born again.
Yeah.
But it's usually a substitute for some sort of out-of-control behavior. And so it masks it, and, you know, you keep it under control, but once in a while it rears its ugly head, and you end up smacking your kid.
That's right.
So where's Dad?
It was like a one-night stand kind of thing. I don't know my dad.
Oh, okay. So it's just you and Mom?
Yeah.
You have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Are you an alcoholic? Do you drink a lot, do drugs?
No.
Has she apologized?
I do, but not a lot.
Has she apologized for this?
No.
You got to watch that American Indian thing with the booze.
Yeah.
You guys got the gene, you know.
That's true.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to keep an eye on that, all right?
Yeah, but she hasn't been doing it lately. And
I'm talking about for you.
Well, me? I don't drink that often.
Well, you're 17.
Give it time.
Another thing is she's, like, really overly protective. I can't do anything. She won't let me go out of the house.
All right. Well, here's what I'm thinking. Your mom, she's born again. She's hot-blooded. She's off the fire water. But she's still crazy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And you're 17. You're going into your senior year?
Yes, I am.
All right. You need to get your grades good and go far away to college.
That's
somewhere.
That's it, yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Are your grades okay?
Yeah, they're good.
You planning to go to UNLV?
No.
No.
Yeah. So go somewhere.
No, I want to go to Moore Park.
All right. Where is that?
I'm not sure yet, but I heard about it. I want to be a zoologist, and it's a zoology college.
Good. And hopefully it's not in Nevada, right?
I hope so.
You hope not?
Yeah.
Right. All right. So get your grades good, take your tests, and go off to college. In the meantime, you just got to kind of lay low. Yeah, stay out of your mouth's crosshairs.
Pay attention to your substance use, too. You can get going with that and hurt yourself.
Did you guys have stepdads, stepmoms, or people floating around the house that you didn't like too much?
My dad.
Your own parents?
No, right. I just didn't dig my dad.
Mm. Right.
Was he an alcoholic?
Actually, no. Just I mean, I would see a bottle of vodka and it would last for years, right up until I started, like,
right,
nicking it, you know. He'd drink, like, at holidays, maybe one drink, one screwdriver or something.
But you guys didn't get along that well.
No.
And did you torment him? I mean, did you get in his face?
No, he was a third-degree black belt, so it didn't
so
work.
So stayed away from him?
Out of reach.
But I mean, I tell these people, the reason I'm asking you guys about this, because I tell people, look, sometimes you got a stepdad, stepmom, or just a parent that ain't in great shape. Stay out of their way. Just stay out of them. I mean, don't get into it with them.
Grisham's
I got into it all the time. I got blamed for my dad's death.
Really? What happened? Yeah.
Well, he ended up having a heart attack, but I was fighting with my dad all the time. A lot of, like, physical abuse at my house, and my dad was drinking a lot, and then just constant fights. He'd go into work saying, yeah, my son's in jail again. My son's getting shot at, blah, blah, blah. And then when he died, there was, like, a court case, and they kind of, like, their lawyer's side said, you killed your dad, you know, from all this stuff. It was kind of a nightmare. My house was a
nightmare.
It was a nightmare. A lot of booze, a lot of just fighting constantly.
Well, tell them when you were a child. His dad was a recruiter.
Yeah, he tried to sign us up. You know, he was stoked when I got my ass kicked.
But in the morning, Jack would have to
salute him. My dad, when he came home from work.
Wow.
Yeah, Jack Grisham reporting for inspection, sir. And I was stoked when he came home drunk. Because when my dad came home drunk, it was good. Yeah, it was good. It's like you'd be in the house hiding, and he'd come home drunk, and it was like he'd walk in, you know, and you could hear the keys not being able to get in the door. It's like, yeah, he's hammered, right? Because then he'd come in, and he'd like, hey, punk, you want money? What's up, you know?
So he worked for which branch?
Well, he was in the Navy, and then he was in the Coast Guard.
And he was a recruiter?
Well, he did some recruiting. He did all sorts of stuff.
How did he go from Navy to Coast Guard? What, did something happen to him?
It's not too
no,
tough.
He just, I guess, to be closer to home or something.
So, I mean, you'd have to salute and give your rank, like peon first class and all that stuff.
Yeah. Sir, he made all the kids call him sir.
We're our friends, the boot camp guys.
Yeah, it was not. It was hot. I mean, they, yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the thing, now, how do you have a court case where you try to, what, sue the son or?
No, he had a heart attack at work. And so they were, like, trying to get, like, my mom was getting benefits from him dying at work.
Right.
And they said, no, it wasn't his job. It was his kid. His kid killed him. Oh, it was kind of, it was a nightmare.
Wow. How old were you?
24.
Mm. When they did that, was his kid who killed him?
Yeah. Yeah, and just drinking a lot. I mean, by that time, I was done. I was drinking constantly. Everyone in my family's on some sort of medication.
Well,
yeah, five kids, and everybody's taking something.
I just think that's a bizarre case. I understand they didn't want to pay out and everything, but to say the guy gave him such a pain in the ass that it gave him a heart attack.
But he didn't grow up in my house. So,
no,
I mean, my dad would come home.
It turns out he was anything.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah. I'm sure it was just a rock tumbler in there with booze mixed in.
Right. But they'd come home and I'd have the furniture out on the front lawn and stuff. Just, you know, the cops were looking for me constantly. It was I married a 14-year-old. I mean, I was done. I mean, it was pretty.
Well, how old
it was
were you when you married a 14-year-old?
25.
Now,
it was, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm saying when we're coming in here, I was saying, look, I need the help. I should just make the calls, you know, instead of.
Right.
I've been listening all night long.
Go walk into Likas's office and pick up the phone. Well, so now do you think that we'd like to think, at least, that most of this was brought on by the booze in the chaos? Not yours, but your dad's. I mean, this horrible, chaotic environment, this abusive environment you grew up in. I mean, is it nature or is it nurture? I mean, what do you think?
It's both.
Yeah, but when I took the booze out, it didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know, I totally understand that lady whacking her kid. I mean, I'm not saying it. I've never laid a hand on my daughter. I mean, I came from an abusive family. My daughter's 13, and she's never had a hand laid on her because I got help. You know, I went to tons of therapy. I quit drinking. Thank you. But you took the booze out of me, and I got worse. I was worse. Yeah, like they say a lot of time, like real alcoholics, like once they take the booze out, those people get worse. It's not okay. I mean, I drank to feel better.
Right.
So, but his alcoholism then kicked in.
Right.
He was using the drug to escape some feelings, and then the switch got thrown, and now he had the disease.
And it was over.
I'll tell you, you're one piece, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and your demeanor seems great. And it's a great testament to what you can do and how many rebirths you can have along a life.
Treatment works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treatment works.
That's great.
12-step stuff, yeah.
It works.
I'm still in there every day.
Great. Evan? You're 27.
I am.
And the music still sounds good, which is the real testament. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey, this is a question for TSLL. First, you guys just been, you know, always been really awesome.
Thank you.
Real motivating. At the Warped Tour last year in Salt Lake City, I had two questions. One was that you had thrown your sleeping bag out and were in the, got the crowd chucking a little kid into the air.
Allegedly a little kid.
Was that really your sleeping bag? Did you like no longer have a sleeping bag anymore because of that?
No. Actually, it was the guy who works for me sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't like let us have people dive off stage.
Right.
So then we got a sleeping bag and threw it out in the pit, and then we made one of those little Eskimo blankets.
Right.
So we're just like skying kids like 20, 30 feet up.
Yeah,
it was hot. There's some great pictures of it.
Feet. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Really? That high? Yeah.
No, high.
Out of a sleeping bag, huh?
Yeah, ask him. Like, good 20 feet.
These kids are like, you know, 14, 15, and they're just going berserk at TSLL, and so they would go, I swear, 25, 30 feet up in the air.
Wow.
Crash down in the crowd, they'd throw them back into the middle.
Well, as you've learned for me earlier in the show, it's hotter up at that altitude.
Right. They came back dirtier and hotter.
Dirty, hot, dusty.
Yeah, that's one thing about,
that's great.
About being older. We got like good insurance now.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Afford to hurt some 14-year-olds.
At least we're not sleeping with them.
Yeah. All right, so that it was a good show, Evan?
It was amazing. It was really cool to see and that's the second question I had was that you guys have this control almost over the crowd where you're like, you know, you brought the one really drunk, ignorant guy and you put him in timeout. And you've got like, you know, you have this control and the pit's going, but yet, you know, you're over there talking to cops at the same time from the stage. And I was wondering, did you guys develop that as you had like really rough shows, or is that just something you like to do, is mess with everybody?
It's just fun. Yeah. We play this game called Ride 'em Till They Break, and then we pick one guy and we psychologically torture them until they break down, and then we move to the next guy. But that bit about the cops was really funny. These cops were like watching us, because every show we played, the cops would just come out in force to see what we're doing, right?
Right.
So I look, and there's two cops on the side of the stage, and I was teasing them because one was, like, wearing, like, little short shorts. And I said, hey, look, you know, the cops in Frisco wear stuff like that. If you want to pat me down after the show, it's all right. You know, it's like I'm busting his balls. And I go, but, you know, the funny thing about cops is they're like little amoebas. I go, you look over, there's going to be 4, and then 8, and 16, 32, 64, 128, blah, 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 blah. And so we started playing a song, and it was like, they were like perfect. All of a sudden, we stopped the next song, and look, and there's 4. I go, look, there's 4. And next time, 8, and 8. And they were a little pissed afterwards. They were kind of hunting us down. But.
Yeah, they don't take to ridicule that much. and you know, they're used to just kicking a little ass if they get ridiculed, and it's tough getting it from
stage. Well, Jack likes to point out things like, look, there's 6,000 of us and 10 of them. And
right.
So we could really do what we want.
Yeah. It's always nice.
Hey, Evan?
That's why they become a Meeboy right at that moment.
That's right.
I was looking down my schedule trying to find TSOL when they're coming out to Utah again, and I can't find it on here. So
they've been expelled from that state. What happened to your 14-year-old wife?
Denver, by the
way. Yeah, it's a mess. You know, whatever.
Is she the daughter is from that wife?
No.
No.
She's from a non-wife.
Then
I married another, my wife now, I have another daughter with. It's a mess. It's all good now, though.
Well, you're good, right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We've had a lot of people come through here and heard a lot of stories, but this is a good one. I mean, this is right up there. You're right up there with Tom Arnold.
Yeah, it's bad.
You should see the band as a whole, collectively.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Death, Penitentiary.
Yeah, just, hands down, you guys kicked the ass.
It's a bad VH1 story.
I'll tell you, if they're listening, it wouldn't be a bad
thing. Yeah, the only thing missing is success.
That's right. Leave that out.
Trisha?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been dating this guy for about 4.5 months. And in the beginning, everything was perfect. And now, I don't know, it's like for the past 3 weeks, we haven't kissed or slept together once.
This is his idea?
Basically, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's pulling up.
Yeah, he's checking out. You're fat.
Drew, please, we don't know that.
I'm not fat.
No. You're not fat?
No.
No.
Why is he checking out? Is there somebody else maybe, or what's going on?
Well, we lived together, basically. Like, we had an apartment together, and now he, like, doesn't have enough money for rent, so he's living at home. So he lives, like, 2 blocks away from me. And we're friends with all the same people, and no, he's not cheating on me. He just says that, like, his sex drive has just gone down, and he just isn't in the mood ever.
Mm, yeah. No, I don't buy it.
Well, Drew, you're a real passionate guy, and you can't identify with that. But maybe he's depressed. He had to move back home.
He could be depressed, yeah.
Like, I gave him this Ultimate V stuff, which is, like, herbal Viagra.
Right.
Please.
Worked like a charm.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, he may be depressed, Trisha. And that would be the only sort of reasonable explanation for this, other than he's checking out of the relationship.
Why'd he move back home?
Well, we share the apartment with two of our friends, mm-hmm. and we all have to pay equal rent.
Right.
And he lost his job, so he can't pay rent.
What was his job?
He works at, like, a car importing place. He, like delivers Ferraris and Porsches to people.
Why'd he lose the job?
It's his uncle's place, and, like, his uncle caught him smoking marijuana.
Ah. So marijuana's another way to have your sex drive completely screwed up, too.
Yeah, that's
great. So
doing
drugs, particularly pot, will take your sex drive down.
That's all you need is, like, your baked 19-year-old nephew dropping off a Countach or something over to Sammy Hagar's place, trying to get a $270,000 car and just baked off his ass.
So do you think I should talk to him about, like, anything that might be bothering him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. How about not smoking pot?
Well, I don't. He does.
Yeah. That's why his sex drive is effed up.
Well, and he's depressed. It's not get high and do a lot of effort.
I understand, but the depression, marijuana's all going in that direction.
Right.
And the depression's not going to get better if he doesn't stop the pot.
Moving back home has to be a real bitter pill to swallow. I've never actually had to do that, but I've had some friends that had to do it. It really must suck. Because most of them told their parents to kiss their ass when they left. You know, part of the reason they left sort of early and before they got their ass together was they didn't leave on great terms. And then things didn't work out too good, and, like, they're back, and it's kind of payback time now with the folks. Like, you know,
you're a failure.
Right. Tail between the legs. Yeah, so he's depressed. He's smoking weed. Talk to him. TSOL is here. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
Loveline. I know this sounds like every Cult song, but I still like the Cult. I like this song. Jack and Mike are both here from TSOL. They got themselves a new CD out. It's called Disappear. It is out. Came out this week. On tour with the Offspring. Going to be at the Universal Amphitheater coming up here in the next July 14th and 15th. And then all through July with the Offspring, and then out on their own. So find them, and they're coming to a town near you. Amphitheater, that's cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah. It's got a roof.
Well, what's good is you can get in the back. Because once you get backstage to play there, you can get on the little thing. You can drive on the little tramway.
Oh, right.
Go to the Psycho House.
You used to be able to, yeah.
Well, as far as I know, you still can.
You're still driving to park at the Psycho House, can't you?
Yeah.
You can, like, drive past the Psycho House, wind your way down, and park in that parking lot behind the amphitheater. Yeah.
I actually had sex in the Psycho House.
Really?
Yeah, I went to see Luther Vandross, and then we snuck out in the back. Yeah,
what year did you go see?
It was a long time. I've always liked him.
And you snuck out and you just walked.
Went
up
back
the hill?
To the Psycho House and had, like, a little 3-on-1 deal back in the.
You and Luther and
no, Luther wasn't.
Rion?
No, me and two of my friends with a young participant.
Wow.
Yeah, but inside the house because it's hollow.
Yeah, it's not like there's full of interior facade, walls
right.
or furniture.
But I know
or
that every time that tour's driving by.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's,
it was nice. Yeah, I mean, whatever. For
it
that.
It was daytime?
Nighttime. No, but I still think that went on in the house and they don't know that while they're driving by.
Well, if they're listening, they might now.
That's right.
They can all think that. All you tourists are going to go see that. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I don't know. You think they'd. Well, I guess you can't really lock the front door because you just walk around the back, right?
Right. It's wide open.
It's just pure facade.
We just got in there and then started laughing. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, let's do this.
Hey.
Spike?
Yeah.
Hey, you're 35. What's up?
Hey, this is Spike Ray. Listen, I played with the TSOL with Joe and those guys, Mitch, and I still get calls from my mechanic looking for Mike Roach of guys that are borrowing basses from... These guys want to know where their bass guitars are.
Which guitar?
What the hell is with this, you guys?
Which guitar?
I don't know how to bass
is. Roach is, like, notorious for borrowing people's basses and pawning them.
Yeah, when I was all strung out.
You're not going to get it back, you know.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
You guys, the lawyers banging on the door,
Are you telling him to call my manager, Blaze James?
Yeah, man. Whose band is it, man? It's Joe's band. It's Jack's band. And
who is this?
Spike?
What's up, Spike?
Ray, you know Spike? Well, you know, I you know, what's with your drummer, Dino? Remember Dino?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Was Dino there for a minute?
No.
He had a kid with Athena, Tommy Lee's sister.
Yeah, I remember Dino. I know Dino. I see him all the time. He drives a limo.
Spike, how are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm okay.
Really?
I got a rock and roll band, man.
You are. You're living in Chatsworth. That's not that good.
We got horses up here, but not for long.
Right. Those are the women, by the way.
Good boys now? Or are they still stealing bases, or what are they doing?
Well, I don't steal anymore, but hey.
I don't know. Drew, where's your bass?
I haven't seen it tonight.
Wait a minute. You know. All right, Spike, I'm going to hang up on you now, right?
Okay.
All right. But... That's interesting. So you just borrow, I mean, bass players, people let
well,
you borrow their
the
bass
funny
and
thing
then you
is,
pawn it.
The first reunion we ever did in 92, we
no,
played...
No, 89.
89, we played with The Offspring, mm-hmm. but we headlined, mm-hmm. and they were the opener. We paid them like $200.
Wow.
But the funny thing is we made a lot of money for back then at the time, and I was so strung out that I collected all this money and money once again before the show and still showed up with no equipment.
And the line of people waiting to get their gear...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was heinous.
And
yeah,
I had just gotten clean.
Right.
So it's like I'm dealing with all these guys.
None of us were
just
clean.
A nightmare.
Except him.
Yeah. For those of you who can't identify with this, I'm not clean.
This has got to be a VH1 series. Seriously. This could be a season episode.
I've shown up, like I do this show until 12 o'clock at night and then go to some gathering, some parties. Once in a while I have like a man show kickoff party or rap party, and I'll show up at 12:30 after this. Everyone's loaded, and I walk into the party totally sober. Now, granted, I'm going to hurry up and get loaded so I can catch up, but you really notice how loaded other people are when you're not loaded.
It's a nightmare.
It is, isn't
it? It's a nightmare.
Oh, and that's where we work. And every night, every town's a party. That's
right.
Their party.
Yeah, but this first thing, the first time we did a reunion and played with these guys, I wanted to kill myself. I was calling people on the phone saying I'm going to hang myself.
Oh, and I was horrible to him because I'd show up and he'd be like, oh, what's up, you know, and just like dreading it and stuff. And he'd go, where's your gear? And I'd hold up a guitar pick.
Yeah, no stuff. Guy. And the first show, we were playing Celebrity Theater and it's packed. You know, sold out shows, like 4,000 people there. It's packed waiting for us to play. And get on, walk right in, and some guy, one of our drummer's smoking speed. You know, Roach is gone. He's strung out on dope. Our drummer's smoking speed. Guitar player's hammered. It's like it was a mess. I walk in clean. I'd been clean like 9 months or something, right? Just freaking. And one of our drummer's little crony guys came up to me and said something. I just punched him in the face and walked out. I just knocked him out. I said, look, forget soundcheck. I'll be back for the show. Bye.
Wow.
Just left. Yeah.
I'm telling you, yeah. Behind the music.
It's got to be.
Michelle?
Hi.
You're 30?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, here's the deal. I heard one of you is married to a 14-year-old, and I'm seeing a 19-year-old, and I'm 30. So I was wondering kind of what Dr. Drew thought about that, and then I'd really like to hear how things sort of worked out with the 14-year-old, because it's...
Well, first tell her how things worked out with the 14-year-old.
It worked out bad. It was bad. I should have been put in jail. That's a criminal act. Okay. I agree with Dr. Drew.
Okay.
And so bad... He can't even talk about it.
Right, it's awful. I still have nightmares.
All right, well...
But this is different. This guy's 19.
He's an adult male, though, and he's a Marine, did you say?
Yes.
And what's up with you? Are you divorced?
Well, no, I do have a son. He's 11, and the thing is this, too. I think I can kind of relate to the 19 and the younger 20-year-old set because I was really sick for a while. I shredded all my muscles, and I've been doing a lot of physical therapy last few years and just kind of getting back on my feet.
What were you sick with?
They said, like, you know, the whole chronic fatigue thing or muscular fibrosis.
Yeah,
but I was
ready to pull out some money and gamble.
That's depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to you? Yeah. Was something happened to you when you were younger?
Well, I had a really long relationship with my son's daddy. And
No. I'm talking about your daddy.
No, nothing.
Never abused?
No. My daddy worked, and he did his 45 years at his job, and that was that. So, no, nothing with my dad. I mean,
all right.
I didn't get along with him very well.
There we go.
Well, what?
No, but, I mean, we didn't have it out or anything like that. He's
all right.
Very conservative.
When did you lose your virginity?
was about 16.
All right. So never raped, never abused?
No. But I did just have this one relationship with my son, with my son's father.
All right.
So.
How old were you when that started?
17. Mm-hmm. And I met him when I was 16.
How old was he?
He's 32. He's also 30.
Now.
Right. Okay.
So that's so, like the only person.
All right. So what's the question?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, is there something wrong with it? His mom's not too keen on it. And then I sort of get both of the extremes. You know, you're 30, he's 19.
Yeah, it's a little nutty, but, you know, if you guys are really into each other, what the hell?
And do you think there's anything wrong with me not being able to hang with, like, my own, you know, about my age?
Yes.
There's a little something up, there, but yeah, what the hell? If it works, it works, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, that's very cool.
Yeah, we give you the Loveline sort of mild seal of approval there.
Is it like this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not thumbs up, it's kind of that hang loose.
Okay, now,
come see, come saw.
Right.
What about the fact that he's a virgin?
Ooh. Oh, we like
that. Does that change anything?
Yeah, that makes it better.
He's still a virgin, huh?
Yes.
So you guys have never consummated the relationship?
No, not yet.
But I get a sense that you're getting set up for sort of a fall on this one.
She is?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because the guy's a Marine, he's young.
And no sexual experience.
Yeah,
at all.
He's going to be out there with his Marine buddies, and she's going to be expecting virgin 19-year-olds to behave himself. No way.
Why aren't you?
No, he's actually a pretty good guy.
See?
I've known him for a couple of years already, and
see what I'm saying?
We just started hitting it off, and we're both.
All right. I'm curious why you guys haven't slept together yet.
He was a lot younger, and I didn't kind of see him that way, and, you know.
Yeah, but it's not, you were worried about, it's him.
Yeah, all right.
All right,
listen, don't screw up your daughter, all right?
My son.
Your son, either. Well, don't turn him into your daughter by screwing him up, all right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, listen, everyone, focus on your kids and then your relationships later, and we'll be back. Great guys. They play great music, and they're friends of the show, and you should support that. And we do appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
They're going to be everywhere with the Offspring and on their own. And please go out and see them if you want to see a good show. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Came in, wanted to stay in the country, married the left nut. Now they're, but you guys are still together in the sack, right?
We live in harmony.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.